We, believe it or not, we're now going to move on to the report from the Resolutions Committee. And so the two co-chairs are sitting to my right and left, but Jeff is the co-chair of the year. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to Jeff.
Okay, thank you, Madam President. I'm going to first recognize my committee. And being old, I use mnemonics to do this. So we have the Steverinos, Bauer and Mendelssohn by name. We have the school marms by their work profession, Lozano and Wendt. We have the Dudettes, which needs no explanation, i.e. Perel and Sarah Harris. And we have the co-chairs, who agree on virtually nothing except that the Golden State Warriors will reclaim the world championship in 2 months. Okay, so we are going to start with resolution six. We just did 8 and 9. We're going to start with 6 and 7. Resolution 6 was withdrawn. It was submitted by Karen Memmer. The topic, however, is going to be talked about with the board, and it deals with trying to get specific funding for advocacy services. We're now going to resolution 7. This is a resolution on GSA contract numbers and manufacturers, reasonable accommodations needed to complete resolution 2015-1. Okay, whereas in 2015, CCB passed a resolution regarding updating EEOC's internal documents for its employees to request accommodations in compliance with Executive Order 13164, contact with manufacturers of reasonable accommodations for the blind and visually impaired, to indicate that the majority have not registered with GSA and therefore do not have GSA contract numbers to include within the update. And whereas the purpose of this resolution is for CCB to request that manufacturers register with GSA and provide to CCB their GSA contract so that the 2015 resolution can be completed. Now therefore be it resolved that CCB contact manufacturers of reasonable accommodations to request that they register with GSA. I should say what GSA is. GSA is the Federal General Services Administration, this is escaping me, and provide to CCB their GSA contract numbers so that 2015-1 updating EEOC's internal document can be completed. The committee recommends it do not pass. Now, because of that recommendation, it will take a motion and a second from the floor for any action to be taken on this resolution. Hearing none. That's up to the president, actually. I've exceeded my authority.
Go ahead.
Okay. So hearing none, there will be no action taken on that resolution. I will say that we discussed this with various folks, and it is our feeling that this issue has some merit, but that this particular remedy is not the appropriate way to solve it. So it is an issue we'll keep looking into, both in CCB and in ACB. All right. So let me go back now to
4 down, 5 to go.
Resolution 2017-1. And this deals with restrictions on orientation, mobility, and special education teaching instruction. Whereas elementary and secondary students who are blind or have low vision need a variety of specialized services, including Braille orientation and mobility and technology instruction, in order to maximize their ability to live independent and productive lives. And whereas school districts have begun imposing unreasonable restrictions on the ability of orientation and mobility and special education instructors to provide off-campus or after-school instruction. And whereas these restrictions include, but are not limited to, prohibiting any instruction before or after school, prohibiting either all off-campus orientation mobility instruction, forbidding preschool students from being taken off campus for such instruction, limiting instruction to within a small radius of the school, as for example, 3 blocks, requiring separate parental consent for every off-campus trip when receiving orientation and mobility instruction, and requiring, as a condition of after-school instruction, that a parent first be present to sign out the student. And whereas, not only do these unreasonable restrictions violate rights of students who are blind or have low vision, guaranteed under state and federal law to receive necessary services, but even more importantly, these restrictions create enormous gaps in instruction essential for the success of a blind or low vision person to live independently. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind this 9th day of April at the Hilton Woodland Hills Los Angeles Hotel in the city of Woodland Hills, that this organization take the necessary steps to prohibit school districts from imposing unreasonable restrictions upon teachers of the visually impaired and orientation and mobility instructors when providing instruction in elements of the expanded core curriculum. And be it further resolved that in recognition of the fact that this problem is national in scope, a copy of this resolution be forwarded to the American Council of the Blind for consideration at its 2017 National Conference and Convention. And the committee recommends a do pass.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed and abstain. Well, what a good resolution. Okay.
And I might add that we are already working with a group of orientation mobility instructors on this complex issue.
This is terrible. We need to make sure we get our kids support they need. And the president never has an opinion, right?
Not this one.
Not this one.
Okay, number 2 is accessible materials. I'm not going to read the boilerplate about where we're at or what hotel we're in, whatever. Accessible materials, state legislature. Whereas materials produced by the California legislature are often inaccessible to persons who are blind or have low vision. And whereas the production of materials by the legislature that are inaccessible to persons who are blind or have low vision is a violation of federal law. And whereas, even more importantly, the failure to make materials accessible seriously undermines the ability of Californians with visual impairments to exercise their rights as citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind that this organization work with the rules committees of the legislature and other appropriate entities to ensure that documents produced by the legislature and legislative websites are accessible to persons who are blind or have low vision. And the committee recommends a do pass.
We have a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Measure passes.
Okay, we have 3 more. Resolution 2017-3 deals with perhaps the subject that brings more people out to the legislature than any subject I know of, library services funding. Whereas federal funding for state library services provided by California's libraries participating in the Library of Congress National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped NLS program has been reduced in recent years. And whereas, for several years, there have been proposals in the United States House of Representatives to dramatically reduce or eliminate this federal funding. And whereas, the current budget proposal by the Trump administration calls for the elimination of the Institute for Museum and Library Services, IMLS, whose funding comprises 90% of the annual budget for the California Braille and Talking Book Library, BTBL. And whereas, owing to the California State Library's almost total reliance on federal funding for NLS network library staff salaries, these funding reductions have already resulted in an insufficient level of staffing for the BTBL and its sub-regional libraries. And whereas BTBL does not receive the amount of state support prescribed by Library of Congress /National Library of Services, LC/NLS standards. And whereas the Southern California Regional Braille Institute Library, which serves NLS patrons in Southern California, despite a 1978 statute, receives little, if any, state funding. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind that the California Legislature, commencing with the 2018-19 fiscal year, fund both the BTBL and the Braille Institute Library at a level that is in accordance with LC/NLS standards. And be it further resolved that this organization worked to achieve this level of funding, and the committee recommends a do pass.
It has been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. It passes. And you can bet that Kalua will be working on this.
That'll be a hard one.
Oh.
Okay, CCB bylaws and constitution. That's a topic that's familiar. Whereas the California Council of the Blind, CCB, constitution and bylaws have frequently required amendment due to unforeseen internal issues involving such matters as the scheduling of conventions, the removal or midterm replacement of officers or directors, the allocation of responsibility among the membership, the board, the committees, and the chapters and statewide affiliates, and whereas the accumulation of these amendments has resulted in an extremely complex, often confusing, and sometimes internally contradictory patchwork of provisions, requirements, and procedures. And whereas CCB currently faces new challenges, which the Constitution and bylaws do not adequately address. And whereas these issues include, but are not limited to, legal and tax compliance, the relationship between the board and both staff and contractors, financial management, and adherence to fundraising guidelines. And whereas CCB's current constitution and bylaws cannot meet the challenge of integrating professional management expertise with preservation of member control and democratic governance. And whereas further piecemeal amendment of the constitution and bylaws is likely to exacerbate rather than resolve these problems. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind that the CCB Constitution and Bylaws Committee proposed to the 2018 Conference and Convention of the California Council of the Blind an updated constitution, and be it further resolved that the process for developing this proposed constitution will make use of, but not be limited to, in-person and telephonic hearings and issue forums, listservs, and other mechanisms by which members may present their input, participate in deliberations, and keep abreast of the ongoing process. And be it further resolved that this process will include both an examination of relevant constitutions from ACB and its affiliates who have similar characteristics, and consultation with professionals with appropriate expertise. And be it further resolved that this proposed constitution will be distributed to the membership no less than 30 days prior to the March 2018 convention, and be subject to full consideration, debate, and convention decision without a first reading at that convention, where it will require a two-thirds vote for passage. The committee recommends a do pass.
It has been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye. Opposed and abstain, it passes.
Okay. Somebody's got a lot of work next year or this year. Okay, this is our last resolution, 2017A5, also submitted by Karen Memmer, and this is on the Optometry Act. This gives me more work next year. Whereas the California Optometry Law contains no standards of training, no standards for training in the provision of low vision services and the prescribing of low vision devices. And whereas this lack of standards creates a severe shortage of optometrists having the specialized skills necessary to effectively treat persons with low vision. And whereas due to the rapidly increasing number of older Californians with low vision, this problem is becoming increasingly severe. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this organization seeks sponsorship of state legislation to amend the Optometry Act to include standards for training in the provision of low vision services and the prescribing of low vision devices. And the committee recommends a do pass.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Passes. Okay. So.
We're done.
So we're. Do we have to adopt?
We have to approve. Yes.
Okay. So do you propose, do you then?
Just have a motion.
Okay. We need a motion. Artist moves that we accept the report of the resolutions committee and we have a second. All in favor of accepting the report say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Thank you for such a great job, Resolutions Committee.